This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. With the economy continuing to reopen and COVID-19 cases continuing to rise, many of us are left wondering, is the worst yet to come? Businesses continue to face challenges, and mitigation efforts against the coronavirus, such as wearing a mask, are becoming political hot potatoes. So let's talk about the economic state of things. Joining Cincinnati Edition to talk about the economic outlook in the age of COVID-19, our Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland President and CEO, Loretta Mester. She joins us on the line. Loretta, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure to have you. And we also have the chairwoman of the Cincinnati branch, Janelle Ross. Janelle, thank you for being with us also.
Thank you for having me.
And if you have questions, give us a call at 513-419-7100 or email talk at wvxu.org. Loretta Mester, I'd like to start with you because we are seeing some uneasy projections as it relates to both the virus numbers and the economic outlook. It's increasingly difficult to understand and discern which direction the country is headed in. We know for certain that Hamilton County and some surrounding counties have been identified as a hotspot by Governor DeWine due to a spike in recent cases. And so this is an area already reeling from the impact, like a lot of places, of the coronavirus. What can you tell us economically to expect?
Yeah, so what happened was beginning in March, both the virus and the measures that were taken to control its spread really shut down economic activity. And there was a huge amount of job losses. In fact, we basically have lost as a country the job gains that we made up through the whole long expansion. Okay, then we're moving into a new phase, and the new phase is a reopening. And so that's a good thing in the sense that we're seeing activity pick up. We saw some jobs added in May. We've seen consumer spending increasing. But as you say, the downside is that as that reopening has occurred, and perhaps it's occurred in some places sooner than expected, we've seen some rising numbers in terms of the virus impact. And so we're in this sort of reopening phase, but it's not going to be like a straight line. I think it's going to be fits and starts. It's very important that we control the virus. It's very important that we all do our part in controlling the virus, i.e. wearing masks, practicing social distancing, and doing what we can in terms of our personal hygiene, washing our hands so that we can reopen the economy very thoughtfully and carefully, and at the same time, right, do what we can to control the virus. So I think Ohio as a state has been doing this carefully, and I think Governor DeWine has been sort of doing it in stages, and I think that's good for the economy and also good for the people in Ohio. What's going forward? It's, you know, there is uncertainty around it. You know, there's a lot we don't know about the virus, but I think we have learned some things over time. And certainly in Ohio, the Cleveland Clinic has done a lot of good work in sort of being able to build up their capacity to handle cases and at the same time learning more about how the virus, you know, impacts people and different things. So I think there's been learning, but there is a lot of uncertainty out there, and I think we still have to be very careful about how things go. In terms of, you know, the second quarter, I think that'll be the trough. I mean, we're going to see a deep contraction when those numbers come out in terms of GDP growth, and then we're going to see some rebound in activity in the third quarter. But again, it's easy to see high numbers in terms of growth rates, but we have to remember levels. Levels are still down. There's still 20 million people who've lost their jobs.
Loretta, you mentioned the term uncertainty there, and that's one we're hearing a lot. Is uncertainty something that impacts certain business sectors more than others when folks are trying to plan for the future economically?
I think, and Janelle can speak to this as chair of our board in Cincy, uncertainty is we're hearing from all businesses. It's hard for them to plan. It's hard for them to think about their supply chains. And this pandemic is unprecedented. So there's increased uncertainty in that. You know, one could say that there's uncertainty always in sort of whether you want to make investments. But this shock has been so deep and so unprecedented that I think we're all reeling from uncertainty about what the future is going to be. And it's certainly the businesses in Ohio that we talk to. And, of course, we've increased that reconnaissance because, you know, we really want to track what's going on the ground. we hear uncertainty in all sectors, not just in the ones that are that come immediately to mind in terms of the retail sector and hospitality and industry, but also in all sorts of businesses, including manufacturing.
We're talking with Loretta Mester, the president and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland, and also joining us is the chairwoman of the Cincinnati branch of the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland, Janelle Ross. Janelle, let's turn it over to you. You operate a business, a Mercedes-Benz dealership in Dayton area, and you're also active in the community. What are you seeing on the ground outside of the context of your work with the Federal Reserve? What are you hearing from your fellow members of the business community about their current concerns with the state of things?
Well, to piggyback on what Loretta said, I mean, it is just the uncertainty is just running rampant because there is no playbook to try to navigate through these uncharted waters. And so regardless of industry, everyone is being faced, one, from, you know, a very humanistic perspective of just how to keep our employees, our teams healthy. And then at the same time, from an economic perspective, what does this new normal look like and what can we expect during the unexpected, which I know sounds a little crazy, but it has been a very everyday change and must be willing to adapt and adjust accordingly. And I haven't talked to any business owners, for-profit or nonprofit, that aren't facing monumental changes and adjustments just trying to keep things going.
So you operate a Mercedes-Benz dealership, one of the finest cars you can get, something that a lot of people aspire to own maybe someday. I'm wondering what the situation is with that type of industry, the luxury car industry. And based on what you see there, do we learn anything from that about the economy overall?
Well, I also do have Buick and GMC as well, so I don't want to leave them out of the equation. But in regards to automotive sales, you know, things naturally took a very steep decline going into April. I mean, it started out the end of March and April saw very steep declines. May, things started to come back.
Sorry for that. Janelle, you're still on the line. We apologize. We'll reconnect with Loretta Mester, the president and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank in Cleveland. We apologize for that technical error. We will reconnect with her. But Janelle, if you can still hear me, please, we apologize for that interruption. Is Janelle still on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, apologies for the technical gaffe. I'm so sorry. Please feel free to go ahead.
No worries. There was a very stark decline of sales in April. Things started to rebound somewhat in May because some manufacturers were very quick to come to market with very aggressive incentives for consumers to take advantage of. Although things have continued to get somewhat better in June, the industry is still predicting that sales will be off about 20-24% year over year, even with the uptick. There's still a lot of uncertainty recently with states who have opened, but maybe that are retracting some of their openings. So things are just still in a state of influx, as well as with the manufacturers being shut down for several months. It has put a very big cramp on inventory and production levels for us. And so we are in a waiting game in terms of receiving product.
And again, we're talking with Janelle Ross, the chairwoman of the Cincinnati branch of the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland. And I believe we are now rejoined by the president and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland, Loretta Mester. Loretta, we apologize for that technical error.
No, thank you. Thanks for reconnecting.
That's okay. We're so glad that you can be here. Loretta, would you mind giving us a bit of an understanding of the federal government's response so far to the pandemic and the economic impact of it and what we could expect soon or farther down the road?
Yeah, so the federal government and the Federal Reserve have both taken really unprecedented action and pretty swiftly, too. I mean, the federal government, I think this is the largest package and the swiftest that they've ever reacted to in a recessionary environment like we're in. So there's a number of facets to that. The federal government in the CARE Act and then subsequent bills gave direct aid to workers and to businesses hardest hit. They expanded unemployment benefits. They had the Paycheck Protection Program, which was forgivable loans to small businesses And they gave some relief to state and municipalities. The Federal Reserve can't give direct grants, but we have taken actions to ensure that financial markets continue to operate and that there's financial stability, because we would not want to have a financial crisis on top of a pandemic crisis. And we've also set up facilities under our emergency lending powers that the Treasury approves that allows us to take more actions that can get credit more directly to households and businesses. And then a third facet of what the Fed has been doing is making sure that the banks can continue to lend. So we've reduced some of our supervisory temporarily to allow them to have a larger capacity to lend to businesses. And so far, those actions have been helping. You know, there's evidence that suggests that when consumers got those economic impact payments, they were able to spend them, and they went out and spend them. So it was really needed funding for people who basically lost their jobs. And mind you, half of the job losses so far have been in hospitality and retail, and those are the industries that have the lowest wages. So, you know, it really, what's tragic about this pandemic is the pain is very deep, and it's very asymmetric. It's disproportionately on the most vulnerable in the economy, those who have low incomes, minority areas, minority people, and people that just don't have the wherewithal in terms of their savings to be able to get through this. So the actions were needed. I think we'll probably need more actions, because this is just a very, very deep hole and a very deep economic shock. And I think even as we move through this reopening phase, there's going to be a phase after that, which is really the recovery phase. And to support that recovery phase, that's where the Fed is going to really needing to, you know, make sure that monetary policy remains accommodative so businesses and households and workers can get back to a more normal semblance of activity. But that's just going to take a long time, given this type of unprecedented shock that we're all living through.
And Loretta, I've heard it suggested, of course, that maybe we're reopening too soon, and that's causing a spike in the cases, and also the argument that we're reopening too soon because people do need to get back to work because there hasn't been enough economic support. There have been serious delays in many, many states, including Ohio and Kentucky, and acquiring unemployment benefits. This federal payment, the $1,200 that most people received, was a one-time thing, and there's no guarantee that that's coming again. So people just don't have any income currently. Are you seeing anything in your role as president of and president and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland, any analysis that indicates what could be possible on the positive side of things if another stimulus were offered to the general public?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that the state and local governments are really hurting right now in terms of having to cut back some of their services to balance their budgets. And I think that's an area where federal aid is going to be, you know, could be very impactful in a positive way. And just there's a lot of people who haven't been able to, you know, we have the luxury of being able to continue working from our houses. A lot of people do not have that luxury. And they've been, you know, on the front lines making sure that others could stay home and continue working. I really think that we have to make sure that as this goes on, and of course it's gone on longer than anyone anticipated would when it started, that they have the wherewithal. And so, extending some of the packages that are already there that are set to expire, to me, would make a significant difference in the lives of those people and really get us to a point where more of the economy can reopen at the same time controlling the spread of the virus. So it's a hand-in-hand thing. The other thing that I think is important is that we continue to invest in things like testing, contact tracing, and therapeutics, because even if the states decide that they're not going to put on new restrictions or reverse some of the restrictions and go backwards, it really is the confidence of both business and households, right, to re-engage with the economy, that's important. And if people don't feel safe, they're not going to re-engage in activity. So I think it's really, it's a multifaceted problem we're facing. I think we have to be very careful about what we're doing. And I do think that it's going to take more support to get people through this period without, you know, we want to get through it and we want to be able to support the economy so that, we don't have lasting damage to the economy that outlasts the pandemic and causes even more problems down the road.
That's Loretta Mester. She is the president and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland. We're also joined on the line by the chairwoman of the Cincinnati branch of the Cleveland Fed, Janelle Ross. That branch oversees Southwest Ohio and parts of Northern Kentucky. Janelle, I understand, and we referenced your car dealerships, Mercedes, Buick, GMC, that you're the only Black woman to own such a dealership, a Mercedes-Benz dealership. Your father, Bob Ross, was the first Black owner of a Mercedes dealership. We've heard a lot during this pandemic about how the African-American community has been more adversely impacted by both the health and economic results of what's happening in our country. I'm wondering what your thoughts might be on how to address that situation and to possibly prepare the community for being less vulnerable in the future.
Well, I mean, to Loretta's point, in regards to those that have, grossly lost their jobs, a lot of them have come from the minority community. And then on the flip side of that, those that are deemed essential have been those from the minority community. So who are putting their lives on the line for themselves and their families and the companies that they represent. It's been a lot of unrest and uncertainty centered around from a racial perspective, and it seems that there's a resurgence of those that are willing to have the difficult conversations to try to help take our country into a different direction. But the one thing that always comes back to is education and how powerful education is in improving the economic mobility of all people. So it's just, it's understanding that people don't always have to look like them, that they can perform as well or better than the majority. And unfortunately, I still face this after 23 years of taking over from when my father unfortunately passed as an auto dealer. But just imagine being a 27-year-old African-American female to walk into a automobile dealer meeting representing the brands that I do and not really seeing anyone that looks like me. So it's having the fortitude to understand that, yes, I can have a seat at the table and be in this room, but it's also making sure, like I said, it goes back to education and making sure that we provide the opportunities to those Black and brown people that we can too be like our peers and represent the brands that we do and sometimes do even a better job.
And let me just wrap this up with Loretta Mester, the president and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland. Is there any cause for optimism? Is there anything that you see that makes you feel okay about what may be the result of this on the other side, how we may come out of this?
Well, I think that, I'm on the governor's economic advisory panel, and I have to say that I've been very impressed by the really working together to try to get to the other side of this and to worry about the workers in this and to make sure that they're safe. Janelle talks about, in the board meetings about what their company is doing. So that gives me hope that this is really a concerted action that we can make progress. And I have to say on Janelle talking about minorities, this is a moment in time where I think that there can be real change here. The Federal Reserve, does a lot of work in our communities, including low and moderate income communities and minority communities. And really, there's a new effort to try to do more to help those communities and those individuals, because it really is going to mean better outcomes for the U.S. economy if we can get everybody the opportunity that they can all live up to their potential. So I'm hopeful that we're actually going to see some positive change here. And I think by everyone working together to try to increase the resiliency as we go through this pandemic, I think there could be good things on the other side of this.
My thanks to Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland President and CEO Loretta Mester and Cincinnati Branch Chairwoman Janelle Ross for being with us. Thanks to both of you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And up next, what to know about the Supreme Court's ruling in an abortion case on Monday, and later, a discussion about women's history in Over the Rhine. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.